Today is Thursday, May 7th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I did do a little bit of work today, but I have to be honest, I did a lot of Blender tinkering around because we had a bunch of meetings today. And they were those kind of all, they call them all hands meetings. We had, and I don't know why all the managers, all the like high up managers decided to schedule all the meetings in the same day. But we basically had an area all meeting. And then, you know, for, we just got a new big, I don't know if he's a VP. I don't really keep up with like the upper echelon of the management. Like, They seem to reorg so much recently that it's just like, and normally it doesn't affect me that much because I've reported to the same manager the whole time. They've had reorgs above him. When I was on my team before, I reported to the same manager, even when there were reorgs, even when my entire team moved, I was still reporting to the same manager and I was still on the same team. The only time I've switched managers, luckily, is pretty much when I decide to move positions and I applied for something else. I guess in QA, I did change managers a couple of times, but regardless, there's all this stuff above me and it doesn't, most times I can't even remember the names of these people. I don't even know, and I don't know what their title is. But anyway, so bottom line is we had one of those, they just hired him in to head up this new structure that we've got. That'll last for a year and then they'll reorg again, you know. I mean, we all know how it works. And so he's just, you know, telling us a little bit about himself and answering questions and yada, 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 all that. So I could have actually been doing other work while listening to this because, you know, this is just one of those meetings where you sit there and listen. Instead, I had my Blender project up and I'm like modeling. So I started modeling just for fun. I started modeling the current kitchen where we live now. Because I've been waiting on the floor plan for our current house. And I don't have a floor. I actually started out just thinking, oh, well, our island is very simple here at our current house. So I'll just create a box, a cube, and stretch it out to the size of an island. And then I'll put a plane on top of it for the granite countertop and yada, yada. And it actually started looking pretty good. I mean, not perfect or anything like that, but, and I was like, oh, I'll add walls. And I've been watching all these tutorials, like I was telling you guys every night. And so I figured out a better way to add walls. And so I added some walls and painted them. And then I put a little hardwood flooring on the floor and it looks pretty good, actually. I mean, it's not perfect, but, and so I had three of these. So the second meeting was a Walmart US all hands meeting, which was basically the store people, because I'm in technology, but then there's the whole, what they call home office, which is like all the store people that deal with merchandising and how the stores are operating and, you know, all that kind of stuff, all the customer facing stuff. So they decided to do that one today as well. And so they were talking all about COVID and all the stuff we're doing to, you know, to battle that. And, again, I was just kind of doing my Blender stuff because I was listening, but it wasn't something that I needed to actively participate in. And so I listened and, you know, that was it. And anyway, so I was able to do a little bit more. And again, I probably could have been doing some stuff, but, you know, I didn't. And then we had a third meeting that was a question answer session that was my more immediate team. But again, my immediate larger team, not my under my manager, but like above him. So again, it was just kind of a sit there and listen. That was 3 hours of my day today where I was just in these meetings where all I was doing is sitting there listening. So I use that time. So I create, you know, I mean, it's not perfect, but I created an island and the start of a bottom cabinet and some walls and a hardwood floor. And I put some lighting in there so you can see it. And I put a ceiling as well. So it looks like a little, it's almost like a set. Like I would imagine, like I don't know. I've never worked on a movie, but I would imagine a set, you know, there are walls and stuff, but it's open so the cameras can see in, right? And it's kind of how you work in a 3D modeling program. You actually have a camera, or you can set multiple cameras up with aperture and like all that kind of stuff. And then you can see what the viewing angle is of the camera, and you can set your position or whatever. So anyway, so I did that. Last night I did cook my burger last night. I cooked my peanut butter burger. And what I did actually, and this is not low fat at all, but it was so good, y'all. I decided I wanted to do bacon on this burger. And so I decided that I would cook the bacon in the frying pan. I've been doing bacon in the oven because I feel like it's easier to get it consistent if you just bake it in the oven. But I wanted to do roasted potatoes because we didn't have any French fries, and and the roasted potatoes would be a different temperature than the bacon. So I decided, okay, I'm just going to do the roasted potatoes in the oven, and I'm going to fry the bacon in a skillet or a pan, whatever you want to call it. Is skillet like a Southernism, or is that, I'm not sure. So I peeled and cut up my potatoes. I started them boiling. And then because I wanted really crispy potatoes. So normally what I'll do is I'll boil them first and then I'll drain them and rough them up a little bit. You got to rough up your potatoes. So I drain the water and put it back on the heat and then stir them around really fast just to let the rest of the water evaporate. And then I shake the pan a little bit to get little rough edges on all the little potato bits. And you don't have to get them completely cooked, but you just want to get some rough edges. So you probably only par cook them maybe half the time you normally would. And then rough up the edges. And then I put olive oil, salt, pepper, garlic powder, all that. And I toss them around to get fully coated. And I transfer them to a baking sheet. And then I put them in the oven at 475. And you have to turn them because the goal is, and you have to use quite a bit of olive oil because you need that oil to conduct the heat to get that crispy skin outside. And I roasted them for about 30 minutes, but really I think I would normally roast for about 45 minutes. And you need to turn halfway at least once to get a brown crunchy exterior on at least two of the sides. And I think I told you guys I had made salt and vinegar roasted potatoes a couple of weeks ago and they didn't really taste vinegary enough. So what I decided to do is leave the vinegar out of the roasted potatoes, but make a dipping sauce. So I took some mayonnaise, some white wine vinegar, some salt, pepper, garlic powder, and a little bit of sugar and mixed it up and made a kind of a sour vinegar mayo sauce. It's good. And while I was doing all that, I cracked an egg into my ground turkey, mixed that all up, put some salt and pepper, garlic powder, and then I left the bacon grease in the pan from frying the bacon. So I fried my burgers in the bacon grease. I feel a voicemail coming on from Scotty about how I'm trying to lose weight and I'm frying turkey burgers in bacon grease. And then I put slices of cheese on them and let them finish with the cheese so the cheese would melt. And when it was all done, I toasted my buns and I put a tiny little layer of peanut butter on one side. And I did my jelly mayo mix and put that on the other side. And I just put bacon on top of the burger and put that on the bun, and that was it. We didn't have any tomato or lettuce, unfortunately, so it was just bacon, burger, bun. Then we had the roasted potatoes and the salt and vinegar dipping sauce. It was actually really good. And no, Sam, I did not smoke any marijuana while we were eating it, but it was so good. I'm serious. You guys should try, if you like peanut butter, if you like bacon, if you like all of those things that I've mentioned, you should try them in combination together because it was so good. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I had one patty. I had enough turkey to make three patties, so I had one of them for lunch today. I made a sandwich because I only had enough buns for the burgers last night, but I had just a loaf of bread. So I fried an egg and put the egg on top of the burger and had a turkey burger and egg sandwich for lunch today. I don't know. At least I'm not eating fast food, or at least I wasn't eating fast food. Surely something about what I've cooked is healthier than if I'd have gone to Whataburger. Maybe not, but, you know, I can always lie to myself and say it was. I did get my, finally, after I finished work today, I had an email from my realtor with the floor plan for the house. I'm going to do a little bit more practicing just to get used to the controls, but then I'm ready to start modeling our home in Blender. So, there you go. I was corrected on Twitter. Apparently, SketchUp was sold from Google to a company called Trimble, I believe. And I believe I did get the company name correct the other day, but I thought Google owned it currently and had bought it from Trimble, and apparently it was the other way around. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.